What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hello, my friends, and welcome to a special edition of I Don't Get It, because it's just Ashley Iaconetti and I.
Hi. Lauren has a very important appointment. Should I see where she is?
Yeah, I love
because,
looking
like,
up
I
where people are.
It's like, she is her very important appointment that she like couldn't get in with her nail girl for like another week.
Right, exactly.
Except for like, this time
she
slot.
Was like, I can't make the podcast, but like, let's track her down. Like, is she at Chick-fil-A? Like, where is she?
I know. I didn't even ask her, which is like so weird because I ask her everything.
Do you know that I don't track anyone, and I feel like that would be so addicting, Ashley, to look up where people are. Like, that would be like looking through Venmo transactions on the app.
People like, love looking at Venmo transactions. Like, it's
right?
The undercover social media stalking capability. We have a friend who used to like see her guy, like the guy that she had a crush on's every move via Venmo.
It's so crazy that mine are private. Are yours private on Venmo?
Okay. I make most of my transactions private. Most of them are just for babysitting. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want people to know how much I pay for babysitting.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want people to know how much I pay for anything.
Okay. I actually think that Lauren's in McLean, and I actually think that she might be at an important appointment.
Okay.
I think it might be doctor oriented.
Okay. Well, good.
It might be therapy.
Oh my God. That would be so amazing. Like,
where's our BetterHelp ad? Okay.
We're so proud of Lauren.
So we're good. She did not lie to us. All right. All right. Well, Naz, this week on Monday, man, does the week freaking fly.
I know.
You were on the Today Show, and you finally got to play your dating game. And
how
they
funny
set you up
is
with
that?
three nice looking gentlemen, and they all seem to have like good personalities. You picked one. Lauren and I definitely think you picked the swooniest one.
That's so funny.
And he had a great like his answer for
favorite rom com you like.
About the rom com. That was his favorite. Just seemed to fit with you. It seemed like he gave it a lot of thought, and he was articulate about explaining it. But I also was like, did these guys get the questions beforehand? Because it seemed like they all had fast and good answers to everything.
I'm sure they were like semi-prepped on what they were going to be asked. And I just want to give a shout out to Joe Colasanti, who's a producer on the Today Show. And he found like, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was like, whatever, this is going to be fun. I'll be able to promote Heartbroken Anonymous. Maybe I'll make a connection. I always hope for the best. Mm-hmm. And Joe like found really handsome, good looking men. I was like, wow, the Today Show found like sexy available guys for me. I thought they were all so cute and good looking. And then I just wanted to tell people that I didn't come up with the questions, but I liked them. And then, yeah, what was interesting about number one, Ash, is that there was obviously an answer he gave that a lot of people messaged me about, especially people that listen to the podcast, mm-hmm. that they were like, Naz isn't going to pick this guy because he had mentioned like taking cooking classes and
yeah.
like making sure that you know how to cook, which of course everyone that knows me, and I wish I would have been more in the moment, but I honestly blacked out. Like, it's so funny and weird to be yourself live on morning television. Like, even The Bachelor isn't live. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm live right now. So I want to make like a joke, but I also don't want it to come off bad, but I literally was going to be like, yeah, well, I don't cook. So bye. Like, But there was something about
his voice.
So you're
more careful about what you like. You like have things that are about to come out of your mouth, but then you hold them back. Yeah.
I just want people to know that, like, who really know me and listen to the podcast, like, of course I have moments where I want to say stuff, but then I'm also very cognizant of like what audience I'm speaking to. And like morning television is like, there's kids in the living room and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When people are watching shows like this. But anyway, so there was just, I always have to follow my gut and I just always do, I have to do like what I'm gravitating towards. And it was his voice, honestly, that I found really attractive.
He had a really good voice. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. That's why I picked him. And then when he came around the corner.
Wait, let me stop you there. Okay. There was another guy who talked about how he just was like, he loves going to the gym. And I was like, that's what Naz said not to say on the podcast the week before. It's like, she doesn't want a gym rat.
No.
She'd rather you say like you want to go hiking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. That game is so fun. I feel like the dating game should be back on television in general because
they kind of had it a little while ago. They did celebrity version. Right? Yeah. Like a year or so ago.
Yeah. But when they all came around the corner, I was like, oh my God, they're so handsome. And then the third one, you know that I feel like lately, I don't like to say I have a type, but like definitely lately the past couple guys have all had light green or blue eyes.
Yeah.
They've all been more on like the blondish side. And so out of the three, he's definitely more in line with like the type I've been attracted to as of late.
Yeah.
And he was so tall, Ashley.
Oh, really?
I've never met. I have no idea. You have to look at a picture of me sitting and him standing. It's insane. He's like gargantuan. And I was like, whoa. And I don't even like care about height, but it's the tallest person
like
I've
6'4"?
Ever.
Like 6'5" or 6'6".
No. 7. Yeah, he played basketball. Look at the, should I send you this photo?
Sure.
Right now? Okay, I just
Well, it's hard to tell because you're
look
sitting.
At me, yeah, but look at how tall he is compared to me sitting.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because if I were to...
Like, that's insane, right?
If I were to extend your body down and try to imagine your legs, yeah. You're like, your head like goes up to his nipples.
No, it's crazy.
Wow.
So anyways, so then he comes around the corner and I was like, oh, he's like really cute. And then Hoda and Jenna, who I'm obsessed with, were like, are you guys going to go out? Like, they literally were so like... fairy godmother energy.
Well, like you guys have better gone out or I would have been so pissed.
No, but they told me like, I obviously know. We'll give you a gift card, but you don't have to, which is really nice. Like you should never feel like forced to go on a date. So I had agency and then Odin and Jenna were like, so are you going to go? Are you going to go? And we were like, yeah, we're going
to
go.
Did you go to where they gave you the gift card?
So no, I left. I had to run to a meeting. So I left the gift card there, but I told them to give him my number. He texted me and then we ended up meeting at my hotel lobby that night and it was great. We had like so much fun. And then the next day was a snow day in New York and I was leaving that night, but because it was so snowy, so many of my meetings that day got canceled. So I actually ended up hanging out with him the next day too.
That's like really big.
Yeah. So it was actually, like, and I was just laughing cause we kissed. Kiss was great. And, I was just like, I can't believe I met you on TV yesterday. Like, it's so weird.
That's
and
so funny.
Yeah, next time I go to New York, we'll see if maybe
what do you
we'll
do during the day?
Again. Well, it was snowing outside, so hung out at his house. He, like, ordered me lunch. Oh, by the way, I literally said on our date that night, was like, yeah, so I do not cook. And that's, like, not a thing I will ever do.
Because, and I know that he was kind of okay with this because he sent you flowers on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. And then
and he wrote in it.
Yeah, yeah. So he sent me, I thought of you and Jared, which was so funny. Remember when Jared left you flowers?
Yeah.
At your apartment in WeHo, that sick studio you had?
Yeah, it was the best.
I loved that day. Yeah, that day was like, he fucking likes you.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was so sweet because, I don't know, he didn't have to do that. And I was like, wow, the Today Show really found me a Valentine and I got the most beautiful bouquet of flowers that
and
day.
In
so,
the
yeah.
note, he said, it's okay. We'll just eat McDonald's or something, right?
No, no, no. It said from Bachelor One, his name, which is Jay. And then he posted a photo and in the photo, it said like, we can just get Smash Burgers and M&M McFlurries. And I was like, oh, cool. They catch on quick.
I know. So, so cute.
But yeah, I'm just really open right now. I love the flirty energy of February. I did the segment to promote Heartbroken Anonymous. You know, I have my big event with Open this week and yeah, it's just been a whirlwind, but like how fun.
Yeah, it was great. And yeah. Everything with Heartbroken has been great this week. I saw the Good Morning LA.
Yeah, I did. I did a morning show on CBS called The Morning Wrap to promote the event too. So yeah, it's been a really busy but like fulfilling week.
I feel like there's so many people out there with their TV on, and they hear about Heartbroken Anonymous, and they're like, "Oh wow, this is such a good idea," or "I have got to go to this."
Aw, thanks.
It's such an easy. It's such like an like it's just one of those things that I feel like people hear about it. There's going to be so many people like compelled to take action. Yeah.
So we had a virtual meeting last night that I didn't moderate. And I think a lot of people found out about it through today's show and Morning Wrap. And it was really heavy, I heard. And so, I don't know, you know that I know more than anyone, like how hard this week can be. That's when you were there, when the guy that was the reason I started Heartbroken Anonymous ended things with me 2 days before Valentine's Day. And I was gutted.
Yeah.
So I know how sort of heavy this week can be for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're very
how was your Valentine's
kind
Day?
And wonderful. Didn't do anything. We're doing something on Sunday.
What are you guys doing?
Jared worked at Audrey's. He had Valentine's Day. Oh, right.
You told us. You told us that last week.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing
he
Sunday?
He cooked for other people. I'm not sure.
We're the way going... you said that was so shady.
Oh, no. He cooked for other people. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I don't know what we're going to do. We'll obviously go to dinner, but like, I think I want to do something fun in addition to that too. So I have and my idea is stupid, but it's also very Jared oriented. Just like maybe even like Dave and Buster's before dinner.
Oh my God. That'd be so fun.
Right. Because we just love to challenge each other at the basketball.
The basketball one. Yeah. That's
yeah,
really
it's
fun.
The best one.
Did I need to know if Jared like was deceased when that Dunkin' commercial came on?
Oh,
the Super
well,
Bowl
it was,
commercial.
Yeah, it's like almost, it was like sensory overload, like too much to handle in the moment. Like I need to capture every single word. Got to, you know, rewatch this a zillion times.
Were
and
you
there's
got,
so
I need,
much content.
Can you set up the scene? Like, were you sitting on the couch together? Like, how did
no,
it?
No, he was standing behind me and it came on and he was like, well, that was the best Super Bowl ad of all time. And it really was. It's quite legendary because like in years from now, you're going to be like, what Super Bowl ads do you remember? And they're going to, and people are going to be like, well, the Dunkin' one.
What's so fascinating is I remember days before the Super Bowl, numbers were coming out on how much money brands pay celebrities to do these.
Oh, celebrities? Ads. Because the ads themselves are like 7 million to run, which I'm actually surprised it's not more.
Well, is that across the board or that's probably, it's probably dependent on
maybe
when
that's
the
average. It's obviously
I'm sure the
when during the
yeah,
game.
Later on in the game, right up until final, whatever you call it in football,
sure,
final kick or whatever the fuck it is. I'm sure there's, I'm sure the prices are higher, but it had come out that Affleck got paid $10 million last year for the Dunkin' ad, $10 million, which is more than what you're saying the ad even costs to run.
Yeah.
However, the next day after the Super Bowl, 2023, was the highest selling day for Dunkin' Donuts in the country.
No way.
And so
ever?
Ever. So it is 100% worth it in that case. And that's just an amazing sort of brand partnership that makes so much sense.
Oh my gosh. So shit. I'm
no wonder
so
they
dumb.
Threw so much extra money on it by adding Damon and Tom and J-Lo. And
well,
guess
think
what?
About how much they had to pay each of them.
Exactly. And then, but guess what I ordered before I
you
went on
ordered
the Today
it,
show?
You ordered the Dunkin's.
I ordered a Dunkin' iced coffee.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you get the Dunkin's?
No,
with
no. Because you know me. I only have like.
The Munchkins.
Yeah, my specific coffee order. But I got Dunkin'. Like it worked. Works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I meant to get that for Jared on Valentine's Day. The Dunkin's with the three.
The yeah, three. You should.
I'll get them for him this week. Surprise.
You
him.
Should get it. You
He'll
should.
Be. That'll probably be like the moment where he's like, I don't feel like a coffee right now. I don't feel like donuts.
Of course, fucking yeah. Jared. You know, what would be amazing though. A shirt that says Dunkin's with the three of them, and then you add Jared's face in it too.
Oh, that
something.
Would be really cute.
Yeah, you could like Photoshop it.
Yeah. Wow.
I love it.
And then like they had the single like come out on like their Instagram, which is hilarious.
I haven't heard it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's so funny.
It's like a minute long.
I'm dead,
it's,
Ashley.
It's
that's
really
hilarious.
It was just I like just love the creativity behind it.
But me too. Okay,
I wonder
you have
if
a,
they're gonna have... continue to want to like use him or do they think that it'll be overkill eventually?
No, I think I mean, how long has Progressive been using Flo?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And then this nationwide guy. I guess so.
So we all know February is the month of love. And I kind of want to share with you guys something that I really, really love. I love either not wearing a bra at all or wearing a bra that doesn't have underwire or bulky fabrics. And so there is nothing I love more than a comfortable bra. And today's sponsor, Honey Love, has basically revolutionized the bra game. So like I said, they don't have underwire, don't have bulky fabrics, and it's so supportive. I feel so sexy wearing it. And you don't have to sacrifice the lift, even though it doesn't have underwire, which was honestly my biggest concern. And their fabric is really, really soft. It honestly feels like a second skin, and you will immediately feel the difference. Like, it's next level comfortable. You actually forget that you're even wearing a bra. Like, someone was like, are you wearing a bra? I was like, whoa, totally forgot I was. And for a limited time only, you can actually get Honeylove on sale. You can get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/get it. And you can support our show. So check them out at honeylove.com/get it.
But we also just want to let you know that it's not just bras. They have incredibly comfortable shapewear, tanks, leggings for everyday support. And their leggings have pockets. I know I've said this before, but I really feel like I should abandon all pants that don't have pockets, because how frustrating is it when you're just moving even about the house and you just want to stick your phone somewhere and then you just end up putting it in your underwear, and it's just no. Get and a pair also of leggings for photo, with pockets.
Also for photos, Ashley. Like, I'm always like, what do I do with my hands? And I like sticking them in a pocket when I'm posing for a pic.
Yeah. So guys, again, treat yourself, best bras on the market and other stuff, 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. You can use our exclusive link and you can get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/get it. And after you purchase, they may ask where you heard about them. Please support our show by telling them that we sent you there. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it. All right. What were you going to say? You want to play a game?
Yeah. You told me that.
Yeah, but before we play the game, I have to say this. I know I've mentioned this before, but I'm so disappointed in it that I'm going to mention it again.
Okay. Yay.
Here in front of me lies a Samoa.
Okay. You can't talk shit about my favorite Girl Scout cookie to my face.
Or as they call it here, Caramel Delights.
Yeah.
Okay. That's bullshit. So as I've said, I think it was 2 years ago, I realized that my Samoas, but particularly the Thin Mints in Rhode Island, were not hitting the same. I was like, what is going on?
We talked about this before?
I don't know. I would imagine I had to have, because it was the biggest I don't get it I've ever had. One of them.
So they're not as good in Rhode Island?
You either are having a bad memory or I'm having a bad memory, because I'm saying that I've talked about it, but I haven't. But I would be just mind fucked if I actually didn't talk about this on the podcast. So okay. At least you're giving me a window to say that I could talk about it again.
Yeah.
So I was like, they're not hitting the same. Like, what's up? Especially the Thin Mints. Like, they have there are some Thin Mints that just, like, they crumble in your mouth, and the texture, it's all about the texture. It's like how I have that weird thing where, like, sometimes I have an urge to eat detergent, like a chlorine tablet. You know how sometimes I have that? I've said that,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, but this is fucking
crazy.
Like,
the way that the Thin Mint crumbles gives me exactly what I imagine that
is. Is it because there's an initial crunch and then a softness?
There's some sort of softness in the crunch.
Okay.
There's a texture. I don't know how to describe it.
I'm sure people that are weird like you know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So I was just realizing, 2 years ago, I believe, that my Rhode Island ones weren't hitting the same. And I said something about this on Instagram, and my messages got overloaded.
Whoa.
By people going, that's because there's two bakeries that produce Girl Scout cookies.
What?
Okay.
I've shared an infographic.
I have the graphic in front of me.
Wait,
because I wanted to be informed when talking about this. Andrea, I knew would be on top of her shit here. So,
oh my God, you're right. There's darker ones.
So Naz and the audience, there are two bakeries, the ABC Bakers and the Little Brownie Bakers. In Rhode Island, we get served. And look at, like, all of New England. All of New England is green. It gets the Little Brownie Bakers, except for tiny ass Rhode Island right there gets the ABC Bakers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
down.
The code. There's a little code with green and yellow. You guys, if you want to look at this map, you can. Very easy. You guys can go to wideopencountry.com/Girl Scout cookies okay, cookie map.
I'm pulling it up.
And so, and it was interesting. I was like, okay, well, but in all my life, I've always been so satisfied with my cookies, and I've gotten them from, I may have gotten some in Syracuse, but like, it looks like Syracuse is in green, but then I go down to not for most of Virginia is actually ABC Bakers, but Northern Virginia gets the good one, the Little Brownie Bakers. And
wait,
then,
so Little Brownie Bakers is the better one.
Yes.
Is that what
in
we're
my
saying?
Opinion, far superior, okay. The Little Brownie Bakers.
And that's what
Northern
LA
Virginia
gets.
And yes. LA also thank gets God. The Little Brownie Bakers.
Thank God. And so Miami, I see. Okay,
that
great.
Made
so that's all
so
I've
much
had.
Sense to me that in all the places that I've lived predominantly, right. They had the Little Brownie Bakers. And here I get stuck with this, which this, whoa. Especially the Samoa, I don't know if you can see, the chocolate is not as rich.
Yeah, no.
It's lighter brown.
Yeah, the coloring
is off.
It doesn't feel like it would feel as... It doesn't feel like it would taste as rich.
It doesn't taste as rich. Oh,
can you clarify for me, just because I'm trying to read a map and color code at the same time, which is the bakery you prefer?
Oh, Little Brown.
Little Brownie Bakers. But it looks like, Andrea, you and Philly get the ABC Bakers. So yeah. You may have never even experienced the Little Brownie Bakers.
Holy shit.
You wouldn't even understand how good they can be.
Do you guys freeze your Thin Mint cookies? I put them on the freezer.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Not always, but I can have them either way. Well, also, Andrea, I do believe that this split of things happened within the past like decade. I think there was one baker until it was bought up. Yeah. Oh, wow. And here it is, guys. Here's the key. You scroll down. So the Little Brownie Bakers, my favorite, the Thin Mints, mm-hmm. They have a smoother coating. Mm-hmm. The Thin Mints from the ABC Bakers have little dots on the top.
Yeah, they kind of look
here's
like,
the difference.
Like Oreo engraving or something
yeah.
On the top.
So the good one is richer, smoother chocolate coating and distinct peppermint taste. With the Thin Mints that I have here in Rhode Island,
they're
the
crunchier.
ABC Bakers crunchier, they are a lot tougher. That's a problem. They're tougher. And they have more mint than chocolate in each bite. And that is obviously why I prefer a Little Brownie Baker one. Because I don't need the mintiest of all cookies.
Well, and then with the Samoas,
do you
they
see
have
that?
Heavier caramel layer,
yeah.
Darker chocolate coating, and more yeah. Toasted coconut. And I love the caramel and the coconut as opposed to the ABC one, which is actually more cookie than caramel.
Oh,
and the
they
cookie
just described it so well.
Flavor. Oh,
see, it
no.
Has more cookie. I don't need the more cookie. Yeah.
I 100% remember the older cookies. And these cookies, now that you're saying this, it's all coming back to me. These cookies on the left feel like the ones you'd get like on the bottom shelf at the grocery store.
Yeah, they're kind of like old.
They're
they
the knockoffs.
Kind of staley old.
They look like old generic knockoffs.
They're the Keebler elves try to knock them off.
Totally.
Damn.
North Damn. Jersey gets the good ones.
Look.
Which is
the Keebler elves
goes.
Do a great job when the Girl Scout cookies aren't in season and you feel like one. But they don't do the way that it's supposed to be done. Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's my 10-minute spiel on this. I'm glad that everybody
that
feels
was
passionate.
Fascinating. That was fascinating.
Like,
I had
the
no
thing
idea.
About this is I can have one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, one is fine. Thin mints. I'm like, okay, one two, I'm fine.
Which
if
could
I
be
have,
good.
Which could be
way.
Fine. But also, right. No, you don't really want to live like that.
No,
Little Brownie
like,
Bakers.
Go
with
through it in a minute.
The thin mints. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot stop. All right, we're done. We're done with this. But thank you.
I love it. No, thank that you. Was that was like, very enlightening. Very enlightening. I love
thank
it.
You.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA.
Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Can we play our game now?
Yeah.
I'm jealous you're eating a Girl Scout cookie.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
No, I'm sorry too. Listening to Mary Crunch. Crunch on the heavier cookie. Ooh, so the heavier cookie. Andrea, producer Andrea is going to chime in when she feels like she has a passion for one of these.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Andrea, please play along.
All right. So I looked up, like, Parade magazine had like the best Would You Rathers, 250 of them. I didn't go through all of them, but I went through like over 100. And I
just for this game.
Yeah. I mean, you've read them really fast, but then
that's amazing though.
I picked out the ones that I actually felt like could be conversational and could be, and like actually were up for debate because, you know, when you're reading through them, you're like, duh, 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 duh. So the ones that I actually stopped.
That you were like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Or okay, I thought great. That you would stop.
Okay, great. Okay. I love it. Okay.
All right. I have a lot of these, so we can like always save them for another time, but we'll let's do a couple right now.
Let's do like six.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Oh my God. Jail for 5 years.
That's what I was thinking
too. That's easy, I feel like.
Because that way you're kind of cognizant of what's going on in life and then you can keep up with your family. But then if jail, we've never been to jail. So what if jail is so awful that we would rather be asleep?
See, I would like to fantasize my jail experience to be like the Shawshank Redemption, where I would be like the girl that would pass around the books and I'd be like such a good student and I'd make friends with everyone and the cafeteria people. And I'd style my orange suit differently every day if I could.
It's orange is the new black for Ness.
Orange is the new black. And then I would get so ripped and I would try and tan during like, you know, outside break.
Yeah. I just don't want like, you know, I don't want anything to get like violent or like overly sexual or anything like that. That's what makes me nervous.
Yeah. No,
but yeah,
terrifying.
You can like read and work out and like,
you
can
write a book,
watch TV.
You write a book while you're in jail. Yeah. You know?
Andrea, any thoughts?
Andrea, what would you do?
As long as we can guarantee that I'm not going to get like murdered in.
Yeah. That's what
that
I
actually
mean.
I don't think
sound...
you could ever guarantee in life anywhere on planet Earth that you're not going to get murdered. That's like just a non-guarantee.
That's a really good point.
And I guess it's like, is this jail or is it, is it prison? You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but that just kind of sounds like a retreat the way Naz described it.
Well, I mean, I would definitely want the Martha Stewart version of jail.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I also think that like, if the word said prison, we would have a little less fun about it because that just sounds
know.
Like...
I feel like I could. I would make the best out of the situation if I could.
Okay. This was for Naz specifically because, I mean, it doesn't make sense for me. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? I don't know how big the lottery is. Let's just say this. Let's just go with a lottery that's not like overly crazy but like life-changing. 3 million.
I think the lottery, because I think I would still find my true love. I just don't know if I like need it today. And I get guaranteed money, and then that would put me in a different tax bracket to meet the true love. I'm just kidding.
Well, I was gonna say, then you
that.
Can really concentrate and like you can make it like a job to find your person.
I really could. And honestly, I said it on the Today Show. It really is a priority for me this year to call in love. So it's honestly ironic that I wouldn't pick that one. But like, if you can have guaranteed money and have true love, like, why wouldn't I pick that one then?
Yeah, you know? I think that you made the smart choice there.
Okay, what would you do?
Just because it doesn't set, well, it doesn't, I already found true love.
Well, hypothetically, obviously.
I think that because it says true love today, that you should pick the lottery because it's not saying that you wouldn't ever
you
find
wouldn't
it.
Find your true love. Yeah. Andrea, what would you do?
That's the right answer. I think that's 100% the right answer, right? Because you can do plenty to like you said, call in love, but there's not a whole lot you can do to change your odds of winning the lottery.
So. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You're setting yourself up for life and like a lot of calmness.
Okay.
Money can also bring chaos.
Yeah, I know. But I also gave you like a number that was like not one of those numbers that people like destroy their lives over.
Yeah, which also means like in California, I'd take home $1 million out of this.
1.5. Yeah,
like, which is not life-changing in California either.
1.5 at best. Okay, you can buy yourself like a good house.
No, you can buy yourself an okay house for $1 million. Like, no.
All right. This is actually hard. This was hard for me. I really sat and contemplated it for like maybe a good 60 seconds.
Okay.
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories? Which I guess my gut says like you do not want to lose your memories. But then I also was like, well, how bad are we losing memory? Am I not knowing who Jared is? Am I not knowing who my family is? Or do I just not have the memories that I had from childhood? Or like the memories of us falling in love? I don't know. Is that more valuable than me seeing my kids grow up? This is really hard.
Wait, this is really hard. Andrea, you go first.
I couldn't do my job without my eyesight. Is the only reason that
I guess I couldn't.
Also, I wouldn't remember how to do it, right?
Well, yeah, that's why it's like, is it memories or like your whole or your memory?
You know what's funny?
I think I'd lose my eyesight
because you know that I have so much anxiety, and anxiety and fear just comes from past memories, mm-hmm. like, and assuming that what happened in the past is going to happen again. And so I bet without memories, even though a lot of them would be incredible and like really sad to lose, I bet I would be like way less anxious.
Oh, so you would rather lose your memory?
I think memories? So. In this hypothetical case.
I'm going to say that I probably, as hard as it is to say, I think I'd have to lose my sight because I feel like for my mental well-being, it would actually be better than not having my memories. Mm-hmm. Because I'm such a nostalgic person. I'm such a nostalgic person.
I know. It like makes up so much of who you are. Okay, great. That was a really good one.
I know. Okay.
I loved it.
I love it.
This is fun. Would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago? Be royalty 1,000 years ago or be an average person today?
Oh my God. Royalty 1,000 years ago.
I knew Naz was going to say that. And I knew that I was going to be like, I'd rather be an average person today.
Wait, what? Why would you rather be an average person? Just because like air conditioning and fridges
like
and stuff?
All the amenities of today and like the medical support of today and all that.
No, 100%. I would rather be royalty back in the day. Do you know why? Do you know the most royal thing that I wish I had every morning?
What?
I wish someone dressed me every morning. Like, you know when the queen just wakes up and it's like there's literally like, and we've seen it so many times in movies.
Yeah, it's like in Bridgerton.
In the Victorian era where they like literally do. I would love to never get dressed and have someone dress me and pick out the coolest clothes and jewelry for me to wear every day.
I would like somebody to do my hair and makeup every day, but also like.
But you can do that now.
I can do that. Like I could, but I wouldn't. Also, right.
I would 100%.
You know what
I kind of do already.
You do. So, but yeah, no, it's fine.
And think of the language and diction. Ashley, think of like speaking.
You can't win me over on this one.
Okay. Well, I just feel like even speaking royally is so fun. And then walking around with the candelabra and my jammies through the corridor. Like, yeah, no, that would be my pick for sure.
Andrea?
I thought this was going to be easy for me. I think I'd have to be a regular person today. Like,
what?
It is the 1920s, though, is 100 years ago, which is cool.
No, no, no. Like, 1,000 years ago, Andrea.
Oh, 1,000. I don't know math. No, oh my God, today. 1,000.
Yeah, 100 years ago, a little bit different.
What era is that? Because, you know, I can't do math.
Year 1,024. Is that? I feel like that's the, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like,
does
those
it ring
the
a
dark
bell?
Ages?
That's what I was going to say.
Let me Google. When?
Say, like, what was, the one, year 1,000.
Yeah. When was 1,000 years ago?
Duke Conrad II. You could be the Duke's wife.
Okay, 1,000 years ago from the time of writing this would be the year 1020, a time during late Middle Ages.
Oof.
And 46 years from the start of the medieval period.
I feel like they took a bath like twice a year, no matter how royal they were.
That sounds like Ashley now as an average person.
I shower almost every day when I'm pregnant. And wow, come on now.
That's a plus.
Okay, do you really shower every day?
I shower every morning and night before I go to bed.
Okay. Well, that you understand is excessive. I actually think that I'm on the normal side. Showering before bed,
you like take out off all the energy of the
day. So why do you do the morning?
Sleep so much better. Because it wakes me up. It's like a cup of coffee. Mm. Do a cold shower.
Whatever you want to do. But I do, I enjoy showering when I'm pregnant because I actually feel like I'm doing something, like it's productive. Because if I showered every day when I'm not, then I'm like, I didn't smell, I didn't feel dirty. But like when I, now, even if I take it every day, I'm like, okay, well, I smelled and I felt smelly. So it's like, yeah, I'm very grateful.
Just so you know, I'm looking up attire from the late Middle Ages and like, it's just so fucking dope and gothic and corsetty. And like, yeah, I would thrive.
Yeah,
I
but then also like rats and the plague, you know?
Yeah, but when you're royal, you don't have to worry about shit like that.
I don't know. Okay.
We didn't say an average person 1,000 years ago. We said the fucking queen 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. Well, let's do
and
two
you know
more.
That's the theme of my birthday, basically, right?
Is the Middle Ages, or is like
it's well, like it's major dark arcana, royal. Spring equinox, like castle character kind of thing.
Very cool. Very in depth there. With say that again, the title of the theme.
So I'm having, as you guys know, my birthday is March 24th. The internet says the 25th, but the spring equinox is always the week of my birthday before my birthday. And so if you've seen the movie The Love Witch, that inspired me to have a major arcana tarot card, like archetype type of birthday theme. So you can either come as like the Empress or the Fool, or you can come as a castle character, like a knight in shining armor or a queen.
Very cool. Thanks. That's very fun.
I think it's very fun.
What are you going to be? Or is it a surprise? Which arcana you're going to go?
I'm going to be a queen because it's my birthday. I want to wear a good. I want to wear
a and plus, like, but, I want to wear a big black gown.
Yeah.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Okay, so let's do two more. Would you rather have a pause button on life or a rewind button in life? Now, ooh, I'm assuming with
this is my favorite one.
I'm assuming with the rewind button, you can fast forward back to present day, right?
No, Ashley, you don't even know how to play this game because you keep trying to find loopholes. I hate playing this game with people like you. You're like, well, am I wearing a purple shirt? And it's like, just answer the question.
Well, my question is, but Dinesh, it's a big
there's
question.
There's no question.
It is. If the rewind button, can you go forward or are you just stuck and you have to relive it all again?
Say it again. Say the question again.
Would you rather have a pause button on life or a rewind button?
I don't think
life.
You can fast forward because you could use it the way you would pause. Because I could be like, yes. I'll just go back 10 minutes ago, do what I need to do, and then fast forward through those 10 minutes.
I would 100% the pause button would be, if everyone had a pause button, this would change the world. That's what I learned. That's the number one lesson in Kabbalah. Literally Kabbalah chapter one is pause. What a pleasure. And I have paused before so many moments when I want to be reactive. Now, when I get mad over an email or someone cuts me off in traffic, I'm like, pause. And it like literally will change your life.
Okay. I think it's probably the better choice because of that.
Yeah.
I think rewind button can get you in trouble, just like that Black Mirror episode.
I feel like I haven't seen that episode, but I know it's a very famous episode.
But I would also like enjoy to rewind things and live them again.
Andrea, what would you do?
For sure. If it's as straightforward as it sounds and I could come back to reality, the present day, I think I would want to rewind. I just don't know if it'd be healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Rewind would be more fun and I'd be more, but like time management, like I could just pause before a deadline and take as much time, or like Naz, like you said, if I feel like I want to pop off about something. But I think rewind is more fun. But
it's
I could
more
also
fun. It's probably just less smart.
But does it mess things up? Does rewind work like you just relive what happened, or can you change things?
No, see, you guys got to stop asking.
It's no, just, I think you just relive them. I don't know. You can't change. We're going to make this rule. You cannot change things. You're just like going back to reminisce, which if we're being true to me, then obviously we're going to go back and reminisce. That's my choice. But then I'm going to be like, yeah, but that's not what it's like today. Jared, why don't you look at me like that anymore? La, la, la. So
I'm dead. Okay, amazing. I feel like we should end. That one's really good.
Are you sure? This one's fun. This one's fun and easy.
One more fun one.
Okay. Would you rather have a full phone battery or a full tank of gas at all times?
Oh my God, this is so easy. Full tank of gas.
Full tank of gas, right? Yeah.
Okay. That's not a fun one. That was your fun one? Actually.
I don't know why I did think that was so
fun. Why did you think that was so fun?
I guess I thought that having both was so nice.
That's the most unfun. What would you rather have ever heard?
Oh, now we can end the podcast with my lame-o one.
No, now we have to end on one fun one.
No, no, no. Okay, well, here's one, and it's just for Naz, because mine is, I'd rather, obviously, go on tour with Elton John. Would you rather go on tour with Elton John or Cher?
Oh, fuck. She's hard.
I know. So this
Cher,
is for you.
Obviously for
I think
me.
It was Cher. Yeah.
Did I tell both of you that Cher had a contest, which I'm sorry. I don't even believe in contests. I feel like no one ever wins. We never see proof. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like literally don't believe in contests. I literally think they're scams. And Cher partnered with some cause. This is like how much I paid attention. It had something to do with wildlife. And I was like, oh, I love animals and I love Cher. And it was like to have a dinner with Cher. Uh-huh. And so, of course, I signed up for the contest.
No, that's awesome.
I know, but who knows if anyone would even ever win that? You know?
No, of course people win them. I promise they do.
You think?
Yeah.
Who do you know that's ever won a contest?
I've had people win contests that Jared and I like do like charity dates for and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Like you're always sort of like hosting contests in a way.
Yeah,
that's good to know that people win them. All right.
I won tickets for David Cook once.
Dude, David Cook is the greatest and the most underrated of all time.
Truly, thank you so much. 100% agreed.
Oh my God, what a I don't even know what a word is. This is what a man. All right, bye.
What a man. All right, bye. We love you guys.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.